This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
President Biden was in Tulsa today, marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre. And in his speech, laying down a marker of sorts on the systemic racism in this economy, the president announced a couple of things he wants to do to try to narrow the racial wealth gap, a gap that has the average black family in the United States having just a tenth of the net worth of the average white family. On the president's list, proposals to reduce racial discrimination in housing and increasing black home ownership. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, one key way the Biden administration plans to do that is by addressing the real racial disparities in home appraisals.
Home ownership is one of the key ways for people to build wealth in the U.S. But white Americans are much more likely to own homes than black or Latinx Americans. And their homes are also worth more, says Junia Howell, a sociologist who studies housing appraisals.
Homes in white neighborhoods are worth, on average, almost $250,000 more than comparable homes in similar Black and Latinx communities.
One major reason for that, Howell says, is that homes in predominantly white neighborhoods are often appraised to be worth more than comparable homes in predominantly Black or Latinx neighborhoods. And
the racial inequality in appraisals is growing over time.
The gap nearly doubled between 1980 and 2015. Because one of the main factors appraisers consider in determining how much a house is worth is how much other comparable homes nearby have sold for recently. And after years of redlining, segregation, and other forms of housing discrimination, Andre Perry at the Brookings Institution says,
when you compare homes to others in neighborhoods that have been discriminated against, you essentially recycle discrimination over and over again.
It's a vicious cycle. Elora Lee Raymond at Georgia Tech says,
that can really determine how much wealth you accumulate by owning your home. And so that is going to contribute hugely to the wealth gap in this country because home equity is 50% of household wealth.
Raymond says the Biden administration's plan to address racial discrimination in home appraisals is an important step.
But it doesn't necessarily make it possible for Black households to become homeowners. It doesn't really do much about that.
One thing that would, Raymond says, would be some kind of down payment assistance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.